seen a soul set free. Miraculous the change in one redeemed through Calvary. I've seen a...
1971 is the year of miracles at Bethany Nazarene College. Together we faced the financial squeeze pressing colleges across the nation. We prayed, held on in faith, and acted, and God gave miraculous energy and impetus to meet our desperate need. The college had borrowed funds during the past 3 years to complete each year in the red, after 20 consecutive years of operating in the black. The forecast of December 1970 was for another year of red ink and borrowing to finish the year. But in January, the faculty and staff pledged $50,000 to help balance the budget. Nazarene church members in four states began to pledge in special services. By late March, they had pledged over $150,000. Then the big miracle took tangible form on campus. Reverend Chuck Milhuff was preaching with dynamic force in the spring revival. The Holy Spirit led him to a challenge in the last chapel service. Would 1,000 students pledge to give $100 each to the college? In 3 short weeks, we came to report day, April 20. With tense excitement, students entered the chapel. Student Council President Vince Snowbarger announced the results.
It's wonderful to give to the Lord and for His work, and to do it with some sacrifice. And I'm sure we're all excited now at this time that we come to this time to turn over all the money that we've collected the past 3 weeks. We did have this originally set up as a 4-week campaign, but I think you'd be surprised what we can do in 3 weeks. I can't give you a final figure on what we have in because at least $1,300 has come in yet this morning that we weren't able to add on to the total figure, the amount of the check. But Dr. Cantrell, if you'll come forward at this time.
Amen.
Thanks to the sacrificial giving of students, interested businessmen and corporations, and we have some pledges yet to come in this week that have been promised in from churches across the zone. I'd like to present you a check this morning, Dr. Cantrell, for $77,554.47.
Speechless. You know, God has a way of answering prayer, doesn't He? And when I stop and realize what's gone in to this check, and this isn't all of it. It's almost 80,000 at the present time that's come in.
That's a lot of money. Glory to God.
But when I realize the sacrifice and the devotion and the work these students have put into it, Brother Milhoff, I thank God for a student body like Bethany Nazarene College.
Sure.
The finest young people I know anywhere in the nation. Can you match this in any college in the nation? Oh, I'll tell you, I still believe in miracles, don't you?
Sure.
Dr. Cantrell, we'd like to thank you for letting us show you how much we think of the school. And Chuck, we thank you for challenging us and bringing it out of us. We've always wanted some way to show what we feel toward our school. Just needed somebody to give us a little push, tell us how to do it. Thank you very much.
Evangelist Chuck Milhuff responded to the students and faculty with these challenging words in the chapel service.
Now, the revival didn't start with an offering. The offering started with a revival. Somebody obeyed God. Some kids came to an altar. Lots of kids prayed through in their rooms. I've heard just this morning of miracles of saving grace, which are, of course, always the paramount miracle when God comes in on the scene. No, I tell you, the residual spiritual effects are legion and glorious, to say the least. Now, why did you do it? God made you do it. And all of a sudden, what you feel you had to do became what you wanted to do. And when you want to do something, God will help you do it if it's right. I pray to God that you'll never get over it. I hope that down the road, when the devil starts laying in on you and you don't know how you're going to make it, I pray that the miracle offering of 1971 will encourage you to believe that God can do it better. The stories, I can't go into all of them. You kids don't know it, but since I've been with you, I've traveled beyond this educational zone. The miracle revival offering is sweeping out through the church. The story of salvation is going on because of all of this. And I tell you, I think it's just the beginning. College is where the questions of our future will be answered. I believe that there's been a great student body that has stood to their feet, Dr. Cantrell, and has said with an unqualified vote of approval, we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Creator, and is in fact the Redeemer of all mankind, and is furthermore the answer to man's greatest and every need. And so we've gone out, and we've given to the college of our choice. Not only the college of your choice, but the Christ of your choice. This school believes in this absolute answer. I believe in the combination of education plus God. And I believe when you put that together, it somehow works.
The news of the miracle did spread rapidly. Within the hour, the story went out on KTOK Radio and ABC News to the state of Oklahoma and across the nation. Associated Press and the United Press International picked up the story and sent it nationwide. Television stations came to shoot film and interview students. The NBC network sent the WKY television film nationwide. Paul Harvey said on his newscast,
another potential disaster postponed. Bethany Nazarene College, Oklahoma City, strapped for money, facing closing, won't. At least not this year. It's been rescued by its own students. Seeking donations door to door, selling their blood, washing cars, doing any odd jobs available. They sold anything they had they could spare, and in 3 weeks they raised $80,000. Presented the check yesterday.
Throughout the summer, checks continued to come in from students and friends across the nation. And at the close of the fiscal year, July 31, when the books were added up, the student miracle offering was nearly $500 over the $100,000 mark in cash. Praise God. Here is Dr. Glenn MacArthur, president of the BNC Alumni Association.
As partners in the miracle of Christian holiness education, shouldn't we as alumni of Bethany Nazarene College have an active part? The needs of our alma mater in the months ahead are still crucial. As former students and graduates of BNC, we have a special interest that should challenge us to get in on the blessing of the Lord as partners in a miracle. Let's match what the students have done by giving at least $100,000 right now in 1971 to boost BNC. The letter and return envelope with this recording explain more of how we can meet this challenge together. Please look at them now and write your check to Bethany Nazarene College for the miracle of 1971. Let every alumnus take an active part. Send in your check today. Thank you, and God bless you.
I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous, the change in one redeemed through Calvary. I've seen a lily push its way up through the stubborn sod.